Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The growing world population had originally stayed together until the debacle at Babel, during the lifetime of, quote, Peleg, for in his day the earth was divided, 1 Chronicles 1:19. This generation was not only scattered, but also subjugated by the worship of inanimate forces. This led to the selection of Abram and the plan to raise up a nation of monotheists who could be used to restore the race to a relationship with God. Thus, we are reminded that these people not only begat sons, but also established nations, verses 11 to 16. We see this in the patriarch's name change, verse 27. Abram, exalted father, becomes Abraham, father of a multitude. As noted, this process of bringing the Savior into the world through the line of Abraham required a series of pinch points. The whole world's population eliminated and only Noah's son spared, verse 4. Abraham's son and grandson, Isaac, verse 34, and Jacob, chapter 2, 1-3, chosen, with the process finally settling on, quote, David the seventh, chapter 2, verse 15, scion of the royal line leading to the Lord Jesus. But more, we see the many glitches in the program that might have thwarted the plans of anyone but God. This was not a simple process of connecting dots. There was Adam and the fall, the murder of Abel, the flood, the rebellion at Babel. We have the misstep with Hagar, chapter 1, verse 28, Esau despising his birthright, verse 34, and the many disqualifying sins of men from Cain to Coniah. We see death's interruptions, verses 44 to 50, the complication of concubinage, verse 32, and childlessness, chapter 2, verses 30 and 32, and brothers killing brothers in the ongoing palace intrigues, which forces the question, quote, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Job 14, verse 4. Only the God of miracles could and did.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.